Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. In this week's show, I spoke to Emma Johnson. Emma is in the business of cultivating complete transformation in life through clearing limiting beliefs around money and programming to create a radically new financial future. She is the CEO of Inner Smile, where she works with visionary women who long to take their gifts out into the world but are being held back by their fear, doubt, emotional scars and limiting beliefs. The symptoms show up in their money, not earning enough, not charging enough, not retaining enough, and not being comfortable receiving. Emma guides her clients to release their emotional charge, leaving them clear and connected to their higher selves so that they can access their own inner guidance to manifest the life they've dreamt of. Emma's background in studying EFT, the science behind it, and her ability to translate the woo-woo into the practical allows her clients to see incredible results time after time. When combined with her almost 20 years of experience in root cause analysis in her previous life, Emma has an uncanny knack of getting right to the issue and helping her clients release it so that they can then get free from internal struggles and finally flourish in their lives. Hello, Emma. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Hi, Katie. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
You're so very welcome. Emma, I first met you, I found you probably a couple of years ago. I've probably been following you for a couple of years on your Inner Smile page, doing your daily tap. And then you offered a teacher training course last summer, which I attended. Mm-hmm. And for me, I thought that I'd let go of all of the past trauma in my life. I thought I'd forgiven everybody. I thought I'd moved on, and that I didn't realise that things were affecting me from the past until I did your EFT course and went through each of my past memories that had been traumas, and I cried a lot. So there was a lot of stuff that came up for me. So I did have stuff to shift that I wasn't even aware that I had, because I was very positive at the time as well. So for me, it's been huge. There's been a lot of change in my life, I believe, because of that. So could you explain to our listeners what EFT is and why you're so passionate about it?
Absolutely. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. You may well have heard it called tapping as well. And what it is it's a psychological acupressure medicine. It's energy medicine, but it's rooted in science. And what we do is we tap, or we press on acupressure points on the face, the top of the body, and sometimes the hands, to send an electromagnetic signal across the skin to the amygdala, which is the threat detection part of the brain, right? Our very old, ancient part of the brain that is designed to keep us safe at all times and helps us kick in with that fight or flight response, right? It's flight, fight or freeze, actually, but the fight or flight response if we feel like we're in danger, okay? So what happens is you can use that in several different ways. So if you're stressed in the moment, you can tap and send that calming signal to the brain to say, it's okay, you're not at risk, everything's fine. What it will do is it will reduce the production of cortisol and adrenaline, which is the hormones that we need to then run away or turn and fight. Now, they're great and we need them, but in excess, they can be very toxic. And so these days we don't have usually a saber-toothed tiger chasing us, right? And so we get this shot of fight, flight hormones, but we don't utilize them. So they get stuck in our body. They leach minerals from our bones. They attract, you know, fat cells to the stomach from midlife onwards. They're very, very toxic if we don't utilize them properly, if we don't metabolize them. So what tapping does, it starts to metabolize the cortisol and adrenaline, and it starts to lower the production. At the same time, it sends out serotonin and dopamine to make you feel all calm and floopy, right? That's a technical word that I use. And the reason I'm passionate about it is because you can use it in real time in the moment, but you can also use it things that have happened in the past, because our amygdala, our ancient part of the brain, is always scanning what's coming towards us based on what's been. And what I mean by that is, does this feel anything like that horrible thing that happened in the past? If so, get away from me, kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So anything that has a similar feel to it can be stressful for us. So if you had something that went on in the past, what happens is there is a tiny, tiny snapshot of a memory in a sort of visual memory that gets stored in the back part of the brain. And when we remember that thing, or we talk about that thing, because the brain doesn't know the difference between fiction and reality, right? It doesn't know that it happened 10 years ago. We're talking about it triggers the same response. And it triggers the same response because you get that flash of memory and it triggers a reaction in the body. What tapping does is it dissolves that neural pathway between that flash of the memory and the reaction in the body, which means that thing doesn't trigger you anymore. It doesn't take it away, doesn't mean it didn't happen, but it doesn't have the same response in the body. It doesn't give you that charge, that kind of, I don't know, nervousness or anxiety or anger or upset or whatever. And so you can systematically work through things that have upset you or traumatized you in the past and clear them with emotional freedom technique. And that's why I'm passionate about it, because you can literally move through anything that's traumatized you in your life and shift it up and out of the nervous system, which is where it lives if we don't clear it. So any trauma is you know, defined as something that leaves you less resourceful than before it happened. Now, obviously, big T trauma and PTSD is something a lot more complicated. But where I'm really passionate is the small T trauma and the micro re-traumatization. So those little things that keep happening every day that annoy you, that anger you, that upset you, whatever, or that happened in the past, we carry that with us in the body at a nervous system level. And if we don't clear that out, it stays there and they build and they build and they build and they build until you get become incredibly stressed, depressed, anxious, whatever.
And I understand that from looking at what's happened to my body in the last relationship that I was in. And I know that I was triggered, constantly re-triggered from childhood, because my father was, he suffered with mental illness and alcohol addiction, and so did my second husband. So I was constantly being re-triggered, and I can recognise how that's happened. And and I feel a lot better for using EFT. I feel a lot more chilled out. And obviously, I ended that relationship as well, so I'm even more chilled out. What kind of transformations have you had personally because of EFT?
It's a great question. I'm a completely different person, if I'm honest with you. Obviously, you know, the most of me remains, but on an emotional level, I've struggled with anxiety and depression from being about 13, and I think my family used to just put it down to, you know, estrogen. You know, she's hit teenagers and whatever, and I just used to be very tearful. But you know, as the time went on, it wasn't going away, and I was bullied at school, and you know, told I was too this, too that, too the other, too sensitive, too fat, too many freckles, blah blah blah. And if people tell you that you're rubbish enough, you start to believe it. So I carried that with me through my entire adult life, pretty much, until about 8 or 9 years ago when I started discovering this stuff. I did discover reflexology and traditional Chinese medicine at about 17 or 18 years old, and I fell in love with it, and complementary health, full stop. You know, anything about natural healing I was into, hence the reason that the book that I'll tell you about later appeared in my life about healing without Freud or Prozac. And it got to a stage where I was just at the point of, I wasn't suicidal, but I was at the point where I was fed up with the pattern, fed up with not being able to resolve it. I was tired, you know, I just wanted to go to bed and sleep. And, you know, sometimes the thought crossed my mind, wouldn't it just be easier if I didn't have to deal with all this? I would never have done anything about it. But when you feel that way, it's exhausting on an ongoing basis. And I thought, I can't carry on like this. Anyway, I stumbled across EFT at the same time that I stumbled across the realization that I'm an empath. Not only did that put a lot of things into perspective for me, I then discovered something that literally immediately I got traction and I got results. And so straight away, I booked myself on a training course and then another one. And then I trained as a trainer to certify people under my own business name. And I decided to take it out into the world because it's so precious to me. It's completely turned my life around, because my self-worth now is, well, it's infinitely better than it ever used to be. And I don't look outside of myself now for that validation. I mean, we all like a compliment, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I don't ever, but you know.
It's good to learn to receive them too, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. but it
doesn't
need
bother
them. Me.
Yeah.
No, when people's opinions, I used to be so dependent on people's opinions of me.
So did
and
I. So did
always
I.
Trying to please. And it is exhausting, you know, and to finally let that go, just drop it. It's totally given me a new lease of life, and I'm so excited to be able to share it with the world, really.
What or who inspired you to go online with your business?
So it was a two-pronged thing, really. There was a business coach I was working with at the time called Emma Holmes, and she said to me, the easiest way to do this is to find a way to serve the pants off your crowd, i.e. give them what they need, right? And then go and do it. And so actually today marks the fifth anniversary of me starting the Daily Tap. And it started as a festive tap along to help people with the stress of Christmas. And I decided to go live on my Facebook page for free every morning to help people with a little bit of something different. At that time, they got a script. Now I use Oracle cards, or I just channel messages or whatever, intuitively. But and then that grew, and I really enjoyed doing it. So I opened a Facebook group for free, and that all developed. And then I wrote a course and delivered it in Facebook. And I realized that delivering to groups is a really big passion of mine. Also, if you combine that with the fact that I love EFT so much, I didn't want to just be limited to one-to-one sessions, because whilst that's great, it's not getting it out in the world, you know. So I wanted to work with groups to get more leverage, you know, get it out to more people.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then to train more people in what I do, to then go out and get it out to more people. And that's what I typically do. I typically seem to work with and train people in EFT who then go on to have groups and have an audience and get it out to them as well. It doesn't have to be just about EFT, but as part of their toolbox, you know, it's helping so many people. And that's my why around it, really.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your
Can you give our listeners any tips that would support their mental health?
Yeah, absolutely. Tap every day is what I always say. Now, if you haven't had, if you don't know what tapping is, you can catch me on Facebook to have a little free taster. Is if it's okay if I give everybody
please
address.
Share where they can find you.
It's facebook.com/ inner smile coach, INNER smile coach, all one word. And you can see me every weekday, and I just go live for free. You can have a little, you can tap along with me and see how it goes and see how you feel. But what I would say to people is try and carve out, you know, a couple of 2 minute, 5 to 10 minute sessions a day, whatever you can find of doing tapping. So the recommendation I have is utilize the dead space. So if you're running a bath, if you're, you know, boiling a kettle, if you've got conditioner on your hair in the shower, you've got a few seconds, 60 seconds, you know, 2 minutes to just tap in a round or two. Even if you don't use any words because you're not sure what to say, the tapping does the heavy lifting. And the more you can do that, the more you are bringing down your stress set point, you know, day on day on day, which means that it takes more to wind you up, you recover quicker, and you feel more relaxed more of the time. Plus the fact that at the time of this recording, we're in a pandemic, right? So EFT has been proven to improve your immune function by up to 60%. And who doesn't want that right now? So as well as mental health, your physical health is incredibly important. But I definitely would say to people, tap every day. And even if you're not in, you know, you're not into tapping, mental health wise, it's become massive for me to give my brain some white space. And what I mean by that is sit and do nothing. And I mean nothing. No phone, no telly, no radio, nothing. Sit and be, and just allow your brain that white space to process, because that is really, really important. Now, if you do that and you tap at the same time, that's a really potent combination.
That's wonderful advice. Thank you for that, Emma. I highly recommend Emma's Inner Smile page, because that's where my journey with EFT started, and she is incredible.
Thank you, darling. I'm so glad our paths crossed. I really am.
Do you have any book recommendations for our listeners?
Yeah, I do actually. So the first one, it's a book from, it was written in 2003 or four, and it's called Healing Without Freud or Prozac. Now, there's a caveat here. I'm not saying that you know, antidepressant medication is bad. This is just a book that I came across, 2008, 2009, I think. And it really kickstarted my further part of my journey into natural health and healing, right? So it talks about heart health, omega-3 fatty acids and how important they are to brain health. It talks about heart-brain coherence, EMDR, mastering your emotions, living in coherence, all of these things that we could do naturally to feel better. That was fundamental. And it is a really, really good book. It's just natural approaches to curing stress, anxiety, and depression without drugs and without psychoanalysis. Okay. So there
sounds
are ways.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's by a guy called David Servan Schreiber. And then the second one is Tapping Into Wealth by Margaret Lynch. So I'm a Tapping Into Wealth coach. I've trained with Margaret Lynch. And that is my focus now, is focusing on helping people to, it's not just about the money. It's about how worthy they feel. How worthy and deserving they feel of receiving whatever they want, right? But money often is the metaphor for that, and it shows up in people's lives because we can't get away from it. But when you raise your worthiness and deserving set point in life in general, money will flow to you. And that is my focus these days. But it is a fantastic book in terms of just increasing your income, sure, but increasing the amount of joy and happiness and flow that you have in your life as well, because you're systematically letting go of small, you know, traumas that have been and gone without scab picking. It's brilliant. It's brilliantly done. She was an engineer by trade, you see, so she's set up this system really well, and I've trained to deliver that. And it's one of the best books that you will ever read about tapping, about mindset, and about opening to receiving more of whatever it is you want.
And I just bought a copy of that myself, so I can't wait to get it started.
You'll
and I'm
it.
Also I'm also on your Master Your Money Mind program, which I think most people are attracted to this sort of thing because they've got issues with not enough money. And it isn't until you do something like this that you realise just how much deeper that money issue goes. It's not about the money really at all, is it? It's
no,
a lot deeper.
It shows up in our money, unfortunately, because that is the physical representation of our worthiness and deserving, you know, our levels of, you know, do I deserve to receive whatever it is. But the amazing thing about that program and about what I teach is that, you know, you don't have to have a business. You don't have to be wanting to be a millionaire. It just helps you connect the dots between what's happened in your past and why your savings, your debt, your income, your goals are where they are today. And we're not taught this stuff. We should be taught this stuff in schools, and we're not. But I'm going to change that.
Yeah, and it is eye-opening. It is eye-opening.
Because if we don't clear these... we're in week 9 coming up this Thursday. So we're over halfway there just, and it's fantastic.
And
we're 9 of 16.
Incredible.
Yeah, but I think what gets me is that people, you don't know this stuff. Like, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, our mind, body, emotional system has a money connection. People think that money blocks are in the cognitive mind. They can be, but actually they live at a nervous system level like any other trauma that stops you doing what you want to do. And until you clear it, no amount of strategy, no coaching, no funnels, no nothing, nothing will help until you clear it at a nervous system level to the point where it needs to, because you'll keep coming back to the patterns of not putting yourself out there.
And a lot of people struggle with this, don't they? It's probably 99% of the world.
Absolutely.
It's probably huge. What is the impact that you're hoping to bring to the world?
I want to change the face of how people look at money and how they relate to and show up around money. But the way that I want to do that is I really want to work with those black sheep, those square pegs, those people who don't feel like they fit in, those people who don't feel good enough and have been led to believe they are not good enough. Us empaths and highly sensitives, right? Our sensitivities really are our superpowers. And that's not to dismiss anybody else, but this is just who I love working with, because we often don't see how potent we are and what we have to offer, because we've been so busy absorbing everybody else's stuff, right? Because that's what we do. And we put ourselves on the back burner. And what I want to do is to show that it's not selfish, it's not egotistical, it's not arrogant to stand, you know, in your own kind of power and go, I do deserve to receive love. I do deserve to receive money. I do deserve to receive joy and freedom and whatever it is that you want. But as the black sheep and those who are told that we don't fit, we tend to not do that. We tend to refuse, get into an energy of refusal, right? Mm, put other people first or hide away. And we don't need to do that. We've got so much that we can bring to the world. It breaks my heart that the conditioning that we carry forward stops us doing that. And I am on a mission to collapse that conditioning with you. And I can short circuit 30 years worth of struggling that I had, 30 plus years. I can condense that. Don't struggle for 30 years like I did, right? Let me collapse that time frame for you. Let's get past it. And, you know, and start getting out there in the world doing what it is that you want to do, not what you think you deserve to do.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you. Yeah. And finally, where else can our audience find you?
So I'm on Instagram as well under the same handle. It's at Inner Smile Coach on Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn, Inner Smile with Emma Johnson. I'm actually just starting a Patreon channel as well. I'm thinking around Oracle and Tarot and combining that with tapping and intuition. That's a big thing for me at the moment, and I'm just working on that as an idea. And my new website will be live in the new year, but unfortunately I don't have it at the moment, so I can't give you that, but I will in due course.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in today to talk to me, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
And let's get that EFT message out far and wide.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
You gotta love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. Because nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. I hope that you've heard something today that makes your life a little lighter. Our aim is to share love, light and wisdom, and to raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed this show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think they would benefit from listening to it. For a free EFT guide, or to join my Alignment Seekers free Facebook group, or to work with me one-to-one, you can find more information at Soulful Valley on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And you can email me at soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com. Bye for now.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.